Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Samach Zayin. We're holding Samach Vav on the base. We got towards the bottom of the page. We started the we read the Machlekes Abayev Rava, but we didn't elaborate on Rava's opinion yet. We'll go over that Machlekes again. But just to clarify one point from yesterday. So yesterday's daf we started with a story. We had a story where three Amoraim came to an inn, and the inn only had Yiddish residents. And the Machlekes are showing if they actually made an Erev or not. Let's assume they made an Erev before Shabbos. But then the Goyish owner, the landlord, the innkeeper, showed up on Shabbos, which threw a monkey wrench in their whole situation. Because now he's part of this group, and we don't want a Goyish part of the group makes a problem. And the only way to have an Erev with the guy, Erev, first of all, he didn't do anything, any adjustments with the guy before Shabbos, number one. But number two, Erev itself doesn't even help for a guy. Neither does Bittul Rishus. The only option by a guy is Schiris. So the Shaila was, could they do Schiris on Shabbos? That was the Shaila we started off with. And one of them around there said, you can. One said, you can't. They went to the Kula and said, you can. And Rabbi Yechanan indeed paskin that way, that doing Schiris on Shabbos from a guy is okay. Now, there's an important nuance from Rashi. We may have mentioned it, but we certainly didn't focus on it later in the daf. And that plays a big role to answer the question that Leon, you bothered by. Rashi points out that in this scenario with these three Amram, there's Rashi at the bottom of Samachim Beis. Rashi says, even after they would rent the place from the guy, the Hadar, this is the fourth line from the bottom, I'm quoting from Rashi inside, fourth line from the bottom of the page of Samachim Beis, very key Rashi. The Hadar Nevata was just Legabechad. After these three Amaram would go and rent from the guy his place on Shabbos, we discuss how you can do on Shabbos, it's renting, it's transaction, it says, it's like a Matana Ba'alma. So, besides for assuming the rental was not an issue, and we'll actually get back to that in a second, but assuming the rental is not an issue, Rashi says you have a new issue. Even if they made an Erev, and Rashi doesn't get into the nuances, but even if they made an Erev for Shabbos, when the guy shows up, that's Mavato the Erev. So very good now that you eliminate the guy from the equation by renting the place from him, but 3 Yidden themselves have a problem carrying in a chatzar. And therefore, they're still going to have to come on to Bittul Rishus. Bittul Rishus meaning two of the three Amaram, and that story would have had to be Mavatal relinquish their rights in the chatzar to the third. They would taka not be able to carry from their rooms in this hotel into the chatzar. In the chatzar stuff they can carry. From their own rooms they can't carry. The third person would be able to carry because everyone was Mavatal, it was just him. He'd be able to carry from his room into the chatzar. They could also carry from that fellow's room into the chatzar, but they wouldn't be able to carry from their own rooms into the chatzar. But a key point over here is that even if we, besides for renting the rishus from the guy in Shabbos, there also was a dependency on Bittul Rishus, which the Gemara doesn't spell out for us at all. The Gemara does not mention it. The Rashi mentions it. But with that, we could understand much better the Shakim Tai of the Gemara, where the Gemara goes on to, and the Gemara asks various questions on this Allah of Rabbi Yechanan, first from the Nardai is that a question, which is from another statement of Rabbi Yechanan, which we deflected. The Rabbi Yechanan compares, when a statement of Rabbi Yechanan compares Schiris from a guy to Erev, we said, look, I'll be three other dinim, not look, I'll be the din that has to be done before Shabbos. Schiris could be done on Shabbos. Then we asked from Rabbi Lazar, had a question based on his Rabbi Shmuel. We had a whole bunch of members for Shmuel. We're not going to go over all the members for Shmuel. The more actually in the staff on Samach Vav has roughly 6 different statements from Shmuel. But the primary being, a lot of them focused on the din of Bittul, the primary one being for this question was Rabbi Lazar proved from Shmuel's memory that when a person assers on others, but he can't join an Erev, which we translate to mean, who's that? A guy. A guy assers by being part of the Chatzar, but he cannot be part of the Erev. So such a person, the Lach is, aim of Vatlam Mashus. He cannot be Vatlam Mashus. Bittul Mashus is not an option. So if that's, when you have such a person in the equation, Bittul Mashus is not an option. And therefore, Blazar was bothered, Rabbi Yechanan's Psak, because according to Shmuel, Bittul Mashus should not be an option with the guy. Since the guy can't join in an Erev, he fits the criteria of Shmuel, that Bittul Mashus wouldn't be an option for in a case not just from the guy, even the yidden in that chutzner cannot do bittul rishus, at least certainly not on Shabbos. They can't do bittul rishus as an option, and yet Rabbi Yechanan said you can. So we seem to have a machlekes. Shmuel was arguing on Rabbi Yechanan. That was the Gemara's question on top of Samach Vav Meis, where the Gemara says that lechayra it's kasha on Rabbi Yechanan's psak. And Leon, you were bothered. The kasha is from bittul rishus, but the dinner of Rabbi Yechanan was about renting from the guy. The answer is because renting from the guy also included a dependency on bittul rishus, and bittul rishus, according to Rabbi Yechanan, is working. According to Shmuel, is not working. Now, Vayit, we actually had a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Shmuel, which we're going to focus on really today. It's the first part of what we're going to discuss is, can one person be mevatel rishus to people in another chatzar? Let's say you have 2 chatzars that are side by side. Can the people of one chatzar not be mevatel rishus to people in their chatzar? By yidden, you certainly can do that. Yes, you can. But by two separate chatzeres, kivavato shesh from chatzer chatzer. Rabbi Yechon says, yes, you could do that as well. And Shmuel was very limiting. Shmuel says, one cannot do that. We're going to focus, Abaye and Rav, I'm going to have a machlekes in Shmuel when he says he can't do it. What's the criteria when you can't be vato shesh from one chatzer to another? We're going to pick it up. We started yesterday. We're going to go back a little over right now. But before we start, just one other point. In that Taisus about Matana, so I think Lizer, you pointed out in the shears today that Taisus speaks out that because it's a Matana, it's okay to give the Matana to the guy to do the schiris with the guy because it's like a matana and Shabbos okay. So you pointed out that it's not so pashit matana. We have Gemara says mashma matana is like a mekamemkar. That's not okay. So the truth is just I did a little more digging. The Gemara has mashmais. Gemara Mishnayos has mashmais in both directions. That matana on Shabbos could be fine and could could be an issue like regular mekamemkar. The Pesach Malach Lamaisa we have on the one hand we have the Magen Avram who Taka says that it's prohibited to transact matanas as well on Shabbos, not just mekach memkar, not just sales. Matanas also are prohibited. On the other hand, you have the base mayor who seems to be Mekel, who says that matanas themselves are permissible. The reason why I spoke, as a matter of fact, yesterday, that when you have a guest who brings some food, so brings a gift on Shabbos, they try to use it during the meal, is because you want to avoid that machlokes. You want to circumvent it, but it's by not viewing it as a matana, viewing it as he's just bringing some food to the overall meal used by the meal, and therefore it's less of a status of matana. But there are shitas that say matanas 100% mutter. Yeah, this taste was certainly would fit easier, like the base mayor, like that sad, that matanas on Shabbos are mutter. Okay, now let's pick it up from Amar Rava, Amar Abaye. Amar Abaye, I know we read this yesterday, but it's about 16 lines off the bottom of the page, but the Gemara flows, the Gemara moves on to today's daf, onto Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, just the first couple lines of today's daf as well, our continuation of explaining Rava, so let's go over the Homachlekes. Amar Abaye, now we're qualifying, we're discussing in the Shitas of Shmuel. Shmuel says, it cannot be mevato reshus. A person can't say, I'm relinquishing my rights in the reshus to the people of another chatzar. That doesn't help. So, Amar Abaye. Hadam Shmuel ain't bit of reshus mechatzar chatzar. This is Shmuel says, there's no bit of reshus from one chatzar to another chatzar. And this really, the first line of what Abaye is going to say is really what we were learning yesterday. No major chedushim. It fits like a glove. That's what we said yesterday. Le'am Maron was only said, Elvish Chatzar is upasach achameneim. The case was when you have two chatzars side by side, one door in between them, so they could join together. They could join together if they make an error because they have Pesach between them. They could join together, but they could stay separate. If they stay separate, the chatzar, one chatzar will not aser on the other chatzar. One chatzar aser on the other chatzar because they, as separate chatzaris, they each can make their own eruv, each can carry within their chatzar, and they won't be able to carry to each other, but they could remain separate. And because that, since they don't automatically aser, remember we said part of the criteria of Shmuel was, in order to be able to be mevatov, me to say I'm relinquishing my rights in the chatzar to people X, the people from a different chatzar, it's only if we're connected enough that we can make an erev together and that we aser on each other. In this case, two chatzars side by side with a door in between, they could make an erev together, but they don't aser on each other. They wouldn't aser on each other if they didn't make an erev, and that's not sufficient a sufficient relationship to be able to mevatel reshus from one chatzar to the other chatzar. Says Abaye, but when you have two chatzeres, an inner chatzer and an outer chatzer, the inner chatzer needs to traverse through the outer chatzer to get to the mavi, to get to Rishus Rabim. In that case, we spoke out that the two chatzeres, not only could they make one big erev together, they do aser on each other, because since the people in the inner chatzer, they have right of passage through the outer chatzer, they certainly aser on each other if they don't make a proper adjustment together. So in that case, just like they aser on each other and they can make erev together, you can move out the Rishus from one to the other. So if the Abaye says Shmuel would agree to Rabbi Yechonah in this scenario, that Mevatlan, Metech Sha'isrin, the Mer spells out for us. Avshtech Hazer Tzuf Mzu, Metech Sha'isrin, just like they, since they are Aser one and the other, Mevatlan, they can relinquish their rights through just one to the other. Rava disagrees with Abaye. Rava gives much more nuanced qualification. Rava says in most scenarios, Rava is basically going to come across the board, you cannot be Mevatlan Rishos from Chatzar to Chatzar. He's going to have one scenario where it does work, and we're going to see when it comes up on top of the Amid, we're going to see really, it's not so simple, that's even considered a classic bit of Rishos even. But Rava's going to say that Shmuel's din applies really across the board. You can't Mevatlan from one Chatzar to another Chatzar, and that didn't really stick, even when you have an inner Chatzar and an outer Chatzar. Let's see. Rava Amar, Afish Techazer Zum from Mizum. Even we have inner chatzar and outer chatzar, pamavalim, pamishem, and valim. There's scenarios where the bittul works, like you're saying, Abaye, but there's still scenarios where bittul will not work. It's not across the board, and we're going to see in most of the ways the Gemara is going to describe bittul will still not work. Let's see. Ketzad. So the Gemara is going to go through the various scenarios according. Rava goes through the various possibilities. When you have, let's say, we're talking about two chatzeres, zulu and mizu, one inside, one that's inside the other one, and needs the outer one to for exit purposes. Now there's two options. When you have two chatzeres, Zulu and Mizu, and they made an Erev together. where do they place the Erev? They could place the Erev either in the outer chatzar, everyone's joining in to be part of the outer chatzar, or they could place the Erev in the inner chatzar, everyone's joining in to be in the inner chatzar. That's one variable. The second variable we're going to have is which person forgot, where's the person who forgot to join the Erev? That's obviously, we're talking about a case, you need Bittul Rishus because someone didn't join the Erev. If every party in both chatzaris joined the Erev, everything's great. You don't need any Bittul. Bittul Rishus is where one of the parties didn't join the Erev and he wants to help the Elam out and allow carrying to continue by being mevatlos v'shus. So where is that person situated? Where was the Erev situated? Out of chatzar, in a chatzar. And where was the person who forgot to join the Erev situated? Out of chatzar, in a chatzar. That's going to be the two variables in these cases. Let's see. Nasri Erev mechitzayna. If the Erev was placed in the outer chatzar, v'shachach echamem, v'shachach echan, and one of them forgot to join in the Erev. One of the people of these two chatzaris forgot to join. Bein menapimis, bein menachitzayna. So in these first, we'll call it two cases, whether it's from the guy who forgot was on the inside, whether it's from the outside, in the case where the Erev was on the outside, v'le'irev, and the guy forgot to join into Erev no matter where he's from, shtem asuras. Everyone's going to be asur, and the Mar's going to explain the reasoning for all these criteria in a moment. Nas v'irev v'pedimus. Now, that's all talking about those that case 1 and 1A, where the person who forgot was either in the inner or outer chatzar, but the Erev is in the outer chatzar, we're saying automatically, bittel's not going to help. If the Erev was put in the inner chatzar, and one of the people from the inner chatzar did not join the Erev, again, shtei masuris. Both groups, both inner chatzar and outer chatzar, remain asur. You know where it's going to work, bittel's going to work, and only in this last case. If one of the people in the outer chatzar forgot to join the Erev, didn't join into the Erev, and the Erev was in the Pnimis, the Mar just takes for granted, we'll continue to talk about a case where the Erev was in the inner chatzar. Pnimis muteris, the Pnimis will be muter, the chatzar asur, and the Adam will be asur. So those are that's the statements of Rav, those are the facts. Now, what is the reasoning? So Rav explains, he analyzes. And the Yisayit's going to be that across the board, Rav holds, you really cannot be mevatel rishus from one chatzar to another chatzar. So the people in chatzar A cannot help out by being mevatel rishus to the people in chatzar B. It doesn't work. In a chatzar, even in a chatzar, it's out of chatzar. Let's see. Nasei Ruven b'chatzena, if the Erev was placed in the outer chatzar, the first din that Rav said, if the Erev was placed in the outer chatzar and someone from either the inner or outer forgot to join into the Erev, we said shtei masuris both asur. Why? Let's first focus on, let's say, the guy from the inner chatzar who forgot. Who's he going to relinquish his rights to? Levatel of Nepnimis. Even if he's Mevatel's rights to the other people of the Pnimis, still not good enough. Why less Leruvi Gabayu? Because they don't have the Erev. The Erev's not even here. He's Mevatel as Rishus to the people in the inner chatzar, but the Erev's not even local with them. The Erev is where? By the outer chatzar. He's Mevatel as Rishus to a bunch of people who don't even have the Erev rights with them. Levatel b'nei chatzayna. They themselves are Arab into the outer chatzar. So Elamai, let him be vatal, let him be vatal rishus to the outer chatzar. Aim bitul rishus, bechatzar chatzar. Bitul rishus doesn't work, bechatzar chatzar. You can't be vatal from one chatzar to another chatzar, and therefore it doesn't help. Says more further, Haibach chatzayna is still in this first, in this case, where you have, again, the Erev is still in the outer chatzar. But instead of the person who forgot to join being from the inner chatzar, it's the person from the outer chatzar who forgot to join. Still, you're gonna have a problem. Who's the bar chatzayin mevatel? Levatel b'nei chatzayin. Simply, you'll say he'll be mevatel to the other b'nei chatzayin, and the Erev is there in the chitzan. That's great, but the problem is it could pnimis das ralayo. We know the pnimis people are still walking through. They're able to walk through. They have a rite of passage, and they aser. They need to be part of this. They need to be part of this group, and therefore, you still have a problem. What are you gonna say? Levatel b'nei pnimis. He'll be mevatel to b'nei pnimis as well. So very simply put, if Pitush is not going to work, there's no way you can be able to join the two groups and be mevatel your rishus to the people from the other group to make one big Erev. It's not going to work. Says Gemara in Rav's next case. In the case where the Erev was put in the inner chatzar, one of the inner people didn't join the Erev. Because again, who's mevatel? Even if he's mevatel the people of the Pnimis, the inner chatzar, remember, the chitzin people joined in. They joined into the group. Since they are joint Erev, it's considered one entity. And since it's one entity, they also be part of this bittel. And, I mean, the Mar doesn't spell it out, but again, you can't be mevatel to the people of the chatzayna, because the Mar spells it out, does spell it out right now. Levatel v'chatzayna, if he's mevatel only to the pnimis, that's not because the chatzayna aren't included. And even to be mevatel v'chatzayna, that's not an option. Why? Because again, ain't bitul v'shus v'chatzal chatzar. You can't be mevatel v'chatzal chatzar. So Rav is basically saying that Shmuel sticks to his own guns across the board, even my chatzal zulfin b'zu, ain't bitul v'shus v'chatzal chatzar, and therefore in all these scenarios, still a problem. When is it not going to be a problem? Top of the Amit, top of Samach Zayin Amit Aleph. Only in this particular case, Shakach Echad min chatzayna, if one of the outer people forgot to join the Erev, now we're talking about the Erev is in the inside, and one of the outer people forgot to join the Erev, v'le'irev, v'adei p'nimis m'teres, the p'nimis chatzar k'stur mei m'ter. Why? The Mar gives an expression, da'chad da'dashim m'shtamisha. They could, like, close the door and lock it off, which really means they could say, okay, you know what? We're going to separate ourselves from the chitzin. Chitzin's not involved. The primus has an erev. Who forgot to join it there? If someone from the chutzena, doesn't matter. We're cutting ourselves from the chutzena b'chal anyway. We have our own erev. The attacker won't be able to carry into the chutzer a chutzena. They won't be able to carry further than that. But within the chutzer pnimis alone, they'd be able to carry. Now, what is this? This is a form of being mevatel rishus, meaning the chutzenas are being mevatel. It's not even just the person who forgot. All the people from the chutzen are being mevatel their rights in this erev, so to speak. Not even the rishus. They're being mevatel their rights in the erev. They may have made an joint erev with the pnimis. They're going to be mevatel their rights in the erev to at least enable the people in the pnimis to carry, because it's an end of zel chaser, right? The people that are chaser are messed up anyway. Once someone forgot to join in, someone from the inner, from the outer chaser forgot to join in, they're messed up anyway. But by them relinquishing their rights to their chaser, it's all of them really relinquishing their rights in this erev, the inner chaser will be able to carry. Rashi actually brings that there could be a tzad, you don't need bittel. We're calling this bittel, it may not be bittel. Really, what they're doing is they're just unhinging the erev. It gets better. The pnimis can even say, if you join into erev before Shabbos, erev has to be before Shabbos, and then on Shabbos, you know what? I don't want to be part of this erev anymore. It's possible that you can undo your obligation or your connection to the erev by pulling out. You can pull out of the erev even on Shabbos. So according to this, the pnimis would unilaterally. It's actually Rashi has a discussion later on. It's a machlekes later on, but machlekes should be kivud arbanan. But according to Afkaru says what? But according to one of the shitas there, the pnimis can unilaterally pull out of the erev, and by pulling out of the erev with the chitzen, what they have is they do have a erev with the erev is located in the pnimis. They're just pulling out of the erev with the chitzen. They say we don't want to be bound with the chitzen chutzer, but we ourselves still want to remain bound. And they have a kud erev and the kosh to carry. You wouldn't even need bittel, which comes. That's very interesting. So Rav is saying there's a case where bittel the chutzer works. According to the way Rashi explaining, potentially, according to one of the Tzadim again, I believe it's according to Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, later on, you wouldn't even need Bittel. It would be working with the kind of, you're undoing the Erev, you're not being Mevata Rishus. According to Rabbi Kiva, that doesn't work. You have to come out to Bittel. That's Rashi says, Agamar is working with that Tzad, according to Rabbi Kiva. But that would be the one case where Rav says, according to Shmuel, a kind of a Mevata Mechatzachatz, I'm calling it kind of, because it may not even have to work with Bittel, that would work, a Mevata Rishus Mechatzachatz. But otherwise, Rav is much more Chamer on the fact that you cannot be vato shes mechatzah chatzah according to Shmuel in almost any scenario. According to Abaye, once you have an inner chatzah, outer chatzah, and they're joining and they're codependent, bittel would work mechatzah chatzah in such a case. That's a fundamental machlokes, Abaye and Rava within Shmuel. Okay. Zakh Gemara, a little bit more on this topic, and then we're still going to focus on, of course, on similar dinim, but a little less nuanced, a little less technical than what we've had till now. Amalei Rav Huna, baby, Shule Rava.
Just a question, the chitzayna count.
If one of the inner people forgot and didn't make an erev, why they all usher levata bar primus be primus? Why you tell me one of the primus forgot? Only when the chitzchitzin forgot are we finally having an eitz according to Rava. Even when one of the primus forgot, levata bar primus be primus. Let the people the one who forgot in the primus let him be mevatel the other primus. V'teisi chitzayin v'tishri b'dayu, and then let the outer chutzner come and be permitted together. Meaning you already have an erev. The outer chutzner already has an erev with the inner chutzner. Nervous, one of the people in the chutzner messed up. Let him be mevatel just to the other people in the inner chutzner. Outer chutz is already considered ma'arav with inner chutzer, so let it be good for everybody. Come on, answers the Rav says, you want to say that works? Come on, Rabbi Yehuda, Dami Ina Tzarech Levato Rishus L'Cholech Ve'Echad, Kika Amin L'Rabban and Amar Tzarech Levato Rishus L'Cholech Ve'Echad. We had this discussion earlier in the Masechta already on Daf Chavav. There's a shaila when a person's Levato Rishus, does he have to relinquish it to every single person in the chutzer or not? So Rav wants to say that your suggestion only fits like Rabbi Yehuda, that bittel doesn't need to be specifically to every person. Once you mevato, automatically works for everyone, and therefore it should work for the people in the outer chutzer as well. But we go to Rabbanan that you need to vatel for each and every person. The way the first should explain the bigger issue here is not, I don't want to say it's not what the Gemara is saying about mevatel shekol echavechad, but what the issue that plays out is, let's just do the mechanics. You have the Erev in the inner chutzer. You have the people in the outer chutzer that have a problem because one of the panemias, the people of both chutzers really, have a problem because one of the panemias forgot to join the Erev. We're saying let that panemias be mevatel just to the other panemias. Right, you can't be vatel to the chitzen because you can't be vatel mechatzel chatzer. But let me vatel to the pnimius, and once vatel pnimius, everyone should be good because you have this air between the chaseris. The answer is that the order is no good. The sequence is no good. Why? Because erev has to be properly done before Shabbos. Let me know. In this case, since one guy forgot, when he forgot Shabbos started, the erev wasn't good. Now you're going to have to be vatel rishus and now make the erev good on Shabbos. No, it's too late. You can't join into erev once it's Shabbos, and before Shabbos, the erev wasn't a good erev. That's the issue. Again, the Gemara's lesson is more focused on being mevatel chal chavecha. But that is ultimately the issue over here. Okay, Rav Chizdev, Rav Sheshes, Kipagi, Padia, Dadi.
People call it that before Shabbos, he could be
Mavah. The Chari, yes. Yes, that's a good point. According to this, before Shabbos, I think it's partial. The Pnimi, one of the Pnimis could be Mevatel to the other Pnimis before Shabbos, and then the Chitzayin and Pnimis can make an Erev together, and that would work. That would work. Because it would come out the Pnimis is not really Mevatel, it's just to the Chitzayinis. He's Mevatel just to the other Pnimis, and once Mevatel shows, they have his rights, and then the Chatzar, Chitzayin, and Chatzar Pnimi can make an Erev together. But that's absolutely correct. The Chayre, if it was done before Shabbos, that would be okay. And Yossi, the point that you came over to tell me, sorry, after diving yesterday, the idea about relinquishing, needing bitul rishus in the conversation, that was that Rashi, the Mamas Amachim Abayis, that's what you were addressing. Very good.
Right. Yeah. But what you just mentioned is the bottom of the page.
Now we have a conversation. We have two dinim that come out between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes, but the Gemara prefaces it with very interesting background. Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes kipug be'adadim. When they meet each other, they would each have like a certain fear from each other. Rav Chisda mirasan sifsase memasisi Rav Sheshes. Rav Chisda, his lips would tremble from Rav Sheshes' knowledge. Rav Sheshes was like ikaharim. He knew his vast knowledge, his hekif, his immense knowledge of Torah would cause Rav Chisda's lips to tremble. And why is that, by the way? So Machlekes Rishonim and what the idea was. Rashi says because Rav Chisda was concerned. Let's actually read the next line first. Rav Sheshes mirasei kule gufe. Rav Sheshes' entire body would tremble from the depth of the analytics of Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda was kind of the Sinai. Rav Chisda was Eker Harim. Rav Chisda was Eker Harim. He was one that was able to Eker Harim means uproot mountains. He was one that was able to go be'ian and be analytics. And Rav Sheshes was Sinai. He was one that had the hekif, all the memories, all the details, all the brises, all the tanoic statements. He was one that had the hekif, and they tremble from each other. So Rashi explains why was Rav Chisda trembling from the different shmaitzes that Rav Sheshes knew. So Rashi learns because he was concerned that Rav Sheshes would come with his men's hekif and bring a steer in Mishnayis and then throw it at Rav Chisda and say, now you answer it, because not only is he bringing to Rav Chisda's attention a steer in two Tanakh members that Rav Chisda may not have known about, but because Rav Chisda was the king of analytics, of depth, it would be like kind of Rav Chisda's obligation, it would be his job now to answer why the steer is not a steer. So he would be afraid of bumping into Rav Sheshes, so to speak, because he'd have that oil on his head. And the flip side, Rabbi Nechanan says, no, that Rav Chisda was afraid that because Rav Sheshes has such immense hekif, Rav Chisda would come up with a beautiful hesber, a beautiful pilpo, a beautiful shikatara, and this happens all the time where someone comes up with a beautiful lamdas, and the problem is, but it's a steer to Beferish Gemara. It's a steer to Beferish Mishnah. He was scared that Rav Sheshes would be able to bring up a Beferish Mishnah that would counteract one of his gemakas. Taisim Bukhiris, and the Beis just points out that Rav Sheshes, we're saying over here, was an expert on these members Tanoim. Taisim says that he wasn't just expert on Mishnayas, he was an expert on Brises as well. He knew all of the Tanoic members. Okay, so that's a very nice Agdama to this, the Gemara. The Gemara is going to speak out two dinim that arrive between Rav Chisda, from Rav Chisda and from Sheshes regarding Erevin. Let's see. At least the first one's the Gabi Erevin, I forget. Second one, maybe the Gabi something else. Let's see. But I mean, Rav Chisda, Rav Sheshes. Shnei Batim Sheshes Rabim. If you have two houses on two sides of Sheshes Rabim, simple case, we've had this case many times, two houses. We had a Machlekes, Rabbanan Buda, if you could just make two lechis, two kairos, and an able carrying in between. Buda says, yes, Rabbanan say, no, you can't aim an Arav from Sheshes Rabim, you can't make an Arav. That's not going to be our discussion here. We're still talking about the same case, two houses, two sides of Sheshes Rabim. But look what happens. Upo Nachrim, Vikufa Machitz B'Shabbos. And Goyim came and built a wall on Shabbos. The Goyim came and built a wall on Shabbos, meaning the two you have two sides of Sheshes Rabim, two houses on opposite sides. So those form walls. But the sides are completely open to Sheshes Rabim. Goyim came and built walls from one house to the other, making the area in between the houses now like a chatzar. So it was Sheshes Rabim, now it's like a chatzar. What's the halacha mahu? Could the Yidden carry in that chatzar on Shabbos? The walls were built on Shabbos, could they carry? Now both Yidden certainly can't carry. Rashi Bavarns, both can't carry. Why? Because they never made Erev before Shabbos. Both can't carry. And you can't make an Erev on Shabbos. But know what you could do? One Yid could be Mevatel his rights to the other Yid. So the Shaila was, if Reuven's Mevatel his rights to Shimon, or vice versa, right, whoever it is, if one's Mevatel his rights to the other, could the one who accepted the Rishus now, could the one who was not Mevatel Rishus, could that other one carry on Shabbos or not? The Rashi explains, it brings that we had earlier in the Masechta, that Mechitzas, whether they were built permissibly on Shabbos or not, whether they were built permissibly, Lamaisa, once they're Mechitzas, they have a Sass Mechitzas, and certainly over here, it was built by Goyim, and therefore the Shaila is that okay? Will that enable the person to carry on Shabbos? That was the Shaila. Aliba the man, another Rav Chizda, this is Rav Chizda speaking. So Rav Chizda asked the Shaila to Rav Sheshes, and he says he qualifies the Shaila. Aliba the man, Damer, ain't bit of Rav Sheshes, according to the man, Damer, Shmuel, who says he cannot be about Rav Sheshes for people from one Chaz and another Chazer. So this case is worse. Like to buy like one of me Shaila. Why? Hashti by Le Ruvi Mesmol. In the case we have two Chazer side by side, with a door in between, where Shmuel is still saying you cannot be about Rav Sheshes from one Chaz and another Chazer, even though yesterday they could have made an Erev together. They could have joined an Erev, so they have Epis a connection to make an Erev before Shabbos. Still, they cannot be mivat v'shus on Shabbos one to another. Still, hashta in this case, tibay la erve mesmo matzmarve. In a case we have side by side chaseres where they want to make an erev, had they wanted to make an erev for Shabbos, they'd be able to. Yet we say amet ein bit v'shus b'chaz chaser. You can't mivat v'shus one chaser, the other chaser. Hacha, in this case, they couldn't have made an erev yesterday because there were no walls there to the chaser. The chaser didn't exist. Hacha tibay la erve mesmo lematzmarve leikoshkin. Certainly, they can't do bit v'shus. There's not enough connected to do bit v'shus on this property. Maybe in future weeks. In future weeks, they certainly can, but for this Shabbos, they certainly can't do Bittur Shos. That's Rav Chizda qualifying his question. According to Shmuel, Shaila doesn't even start. Who's my Shaila? According to Kiti Bilach, my Shaila is according to Aliba, the man, the Amar, Yesh Bittur Shos, B'chaz Chatzar. It's going according to the man, the Amar says that there is Bittur Shos from Chatzar to Chatzar. Hasam di Berla, Ruve, Me'esmo, Matzim, Arvi. Do we say that according to, which is by the way, Rabbi Eichon, for yesterday's Daf. So Rabbi Eichon says you can Bittur Shos, B'chaz Chatzar. Do we say that maybe Dafka in a regular case, side by side Chatzar, where you could have made an Erev and Erev Shabbos, there you can make a Bittur on Shabbos as well, you give a bittel. However, aval hacha. Over here, in this case, in this case, before Shabbos, they could not have made an Erev. There was no walls there yesterday. The guy only made the walls on Shabbos. So aval hacha. Over here, where they could not have made the Erev yesterday, maybe even bittel doesn't help. Even according to Rabbi Yechanan, bittel wouldn't help. Or no, maybe it doesn't make a difference. Once bittel helps. Even they could have made an Erev yesterday. That was the shayla. Amalev sheshes back to Rabbi Yechanan. Ain mevatlin. They cannot be mevatel. Even according to Rabbi Yechanan. The walls were created on Shabbos. You have two Yidden that are now technically dwelling in this chatzer. They cannot, none of them can carry until they join an Erev. They can't make an Erev on Shabbos. So you want to use the option of Bittul. Even according to Biyachanam, Bittul will not help on Shabbos. Since they could not have been Ma'arav yesterday, there's not enough connecting them to allow for Bittul. Bittul alone would not be sufficient on this Shabbos. Again, future Shabbos, now that's already chatzer before Shabbos, Erev would work and Bittul would work. But for this Shabbos, Lechayr, Bittul is not going to work. Now, a very key point over here. Well, an interesting question. The Gan Yaakov asks. The Gan Yaakov is bothered that we had a very similar shaila. We actually started off with. We referenced it today. It was really yesterday's daf. The beginning of yesterday's daf. The story with the three Amaram. We start off with today where they came to the inn. They, let's just say they made Erev, either way the Erev was messed up because the guys showed up. And when the guys showed up, we had a discussion, what could they do? And they said, we can go and rent the area for the guy on Shabbos and do what? And be Mevatel Rishus. So we had a discussion about it, renting the area for the guy and being Mevatel Rishus. And we ultimately came out, we had a question, Rabbi Yechanan said it was okay, and we came out, according to Shmuel, that's not okay. So L'chaira, why over here, ask Yaakov, why don't we connect this case to the case where the guy came on Shabbos, that we said, over there, it doesn't work. So here too, it shouldn't work. Why wouldn't we say automatically that according to the opinion of here, it doesn't work, over here, it doesn't work, it wouldn't work either, and vice versa. Why don't we connect it to that same case? Says the guy Yaakov, and this is Svara, the Gemara is about, it's a beautiful prelude to the next Gemara, the next Shaila that Rav Sheshes and Rav Chizda discuss, is Taka also an Erev discussion, so it is an Erev discussion, it's a nice prelude. There's a difference between whether you need two adjustments on Shabbos or one adjustment on Shabbos. In that Shaila, in that case, which we elaborated today from Rashi, you needed both the rent the area from the guy and to do bittul afterwards. So maybe there it doesn't work because you need two adjustments. In our case, all you need is one adjustment. All you need is the guy already made the walls. All you need now is that one yid to be a vatel, his rishus to the other yid. You don't need any schiris. Perhaps even if over there it didn't work, over here we would say it would work. That is, the guy Yaakov explains why Agamara doesn't even bother connecting it to the prior Gemara, because it's a different case. That case is talking about an issue of a double issue, and here we're talking about only one issue, and we'll see that the Svara is a very legitimate Svara. The Gemara is going to bring it right now in this next Shaila. This Shaila, this distinction between needing two adjustments versus one adjustment. Meis nachi b'shabes mahu. What if you have a chatzer where you have two yidden in the chatzer together with a guy, and we know the yidden have to make some sort of arrangement with the guy, namely renting his rishus, and they didn't do that. And now the guy dies on Shabbos. So the guy dies, he's out of the picture. If the guy's out of the picture, could the one yid now relinquish his rights to the yid and enable the yid to carry or not. Says the Gemara again. Rav Chisda explains his question. Ali b'demand domer say, according to the demand domer, says you let her redeem on from the Goyan Shabbos. You let her rent from the Goyan Shabbos. So of course, which was Rabbi Yechon from yesterday's daf. So late to melech's not a shayla. Hasha tarti avdinan. If I can rent and then be mivato reshus, certainly once the guy dies and I no longer, we're talking about guy dies obviously, and the yidin for some reason are kainet and he no longer has any, or maybe no one's coming to visit him the Shabbos. He's no longer relevant in the chutz for the Shabbos. So we're saying if you no longer have to rent from the guy, all you have to do is bittul. If I can rent and do bittul, I certainly could do bittul alone. Chadim abayi, one alone, certainly I could do. What's my shayla? According to what it says, you can't do schirus, which was Rabbi Lazar explained from Shmuel. Rabbi Lazar said from Shmuel, it doesn't work. You can't do seichur and bittul on Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Lazar, b'shem Shmuel, it doesn't work. Do you say tartud lavdinan when you need schirus and bittul? That's when it doesn't work. Hachad over here, where all you need is one bittul, namely bittul avdinan. It still doesn't work. In this case, I say you could do bittul. I say bittul does work according to Shmuel. You would be able to do bittul when the guy is dead. Rav Nuna says that aim avadlan, you can't do bittul. So Rav Sheshes answered that Rav Chisda, your shaila is machlekes between myself and between Rav Hamnuna. Amar Bittul Shmuel. Some new ideas from here to the end of the Amid, to end of the Daf. Let's say a guy dwells in a chatzar, but he has a separate entrance. And again, Yossi, you brought this up regarding some condos in Eretz Yisrael, right? Where it becomes the different laws with regard to contributing to common area payments. When a person has a separate entrance and exit from the condo, even if he can go into the main entrance as well, but he has a separate entrance, he could be considered separate. He may not have to contribute to the general fees. It depends which country you're living in or state you're living in. But over here, we have the same idea. A nachri that has a pesach of four tvachim by four tvachim that goes out, pesuch lebek out into empty field. So he has a way out with the smaller pesach, but then he has a way through the mavoi like everyone else. And says the mission, says Shmuel, afilu machnas umaisi gmal makornais kolyam kulei. He's bringing wagons and camels into this mavoi area, so he's using the regular main entrance all day long. This guy will not ask the people to move in my time or not, but because he has his own exclusive door, that becomes his main door. Anytime a person has his own private door, that becomes his main door, whether or not he's always using it. That's the door he prefers. Now there's a big mechleikas, a big diak in Achreinim on the Gemara scenario. Even if he's bringing in Gemal Makronis, the Prisha brings that the Gemara is very meduik. The Gemara picked only big things that couldn't fit. Remember, how big is his private door? Four tvachim and four tvachim. So as long as he uses his private door whenever he can, size-wise, when he fits, use that door. And he only uses the mavi for big things. So even though it's lashon afilu, even though he's breeding the whole day, horses and wagons and camels, that's only because those things didn't fit in a smaller entrance. So as long as he only uses the mavi for when things don't fit, that's when we say he's considered to be primarily using his own personal door. He's not considered part of the chatzar, and therefore they don't have to worry about making adjustment for the guy. That's what Prisha says. But if he's carrying small things through the derech mavoi, through the normal way, like everyone else as well, even smaller things, then he loses that this kula. We don't say that his primary door is his private door. Clearly, he uses the other door, the main door, like everyone else, and therefore he would have to be accounted for legabe for other yidden to carry in the chatzar. They have to rent his rishus. You wouldn't be able to just dismiss him. That is the Prisha. However, Maimon Mordechai has exactly the opposite approach. He says, on the contrary, and Lashon Gemara would seem to indicate afilu machnas maitzi kornis goyim kulei derech mavi. He says, the Maimon Mordechai says that even though he's taking in large things all day through the mavi, still he says ikar pesach is the private one and it doesn't affect the mavi. Meaning, not that he could only take big things through the regular derech and not small things. On the contrary, the chiddush is there's big things that he cannot take through the small derech, and that alone you say should break the status of considering that as main door. No, even if he's using it all day for bigger things, which cannot be brought through his small door, because he has a private entrance, his private entrance takes precedence, and that private entrance becomes his main entrance, and the rest of the people don't have to contend with this guy in the chutz. And the Paiskim seem to lean lekula, like the Maimar Mordechai. Okay.
The question is the
4x4
has to be
4? Excellent, Yossi. So you're Mechavin too. I was going to speak out in a few lines for now, but I'll say it right now. You're Mechavin to the Rashba. The Rashba brings from the Ravid exactly your point. That is our Gemara talking about Dafka Pesach Dala Dalad. Or now you're being medayik from Menachano, says Afilu, but the Rashba brings from Ravid, who says Dafka Pesach Dala Dalad is this whole conversation. Once the Pesach is larger than the minimum share of Dala Dalad, then for sure, in all scenarios, everyone's going to agree that's for sure his primary door. It wouldn't even be a discussion. The Gemara is going to get into a conversation about when the Pesach opens up into, I mean, that's the next Gemara, into a karfif, into like a a large but enclosed area. So his private Pesach opens up into a large, but it's enclosed, the enclosed area. Is that still considered Pesach or not? And that's where the rabbi says, no, once it's more than Dalad Dalad, then it wouldn't be a discussion. That was for sure being considered as Pesach. Only by Dalad Dalad are we having this conversation, whereas Rashi himself disagrees and says that no, that if there would be a chilik that once it's bigger than Dalad Dalad, we automatically say it's Pesach, even when it's going opening up into this Karfif, into this enclosed area, the Gemara should have spoken it out. So the Rashi is not so, he holds the diak of Dalad Dalad is not such a diak, whereas the rabbi holds that it is. To your point. Again, their focus is really on the next line of the Gemara, but you brought it up here, so we'll speak it out now.
Ibailu. But bottom line is, this door makes it big. Okay.
Pasuach l'karf ma'u. So the shayla is, what if the doorway from the guy opens up into the karfif? What's going to be lach in that case? Amar nachmar ami, mishpeit ulfana, top of Amud Beis. Even if the door of the guy, his private door, opens to a karfif. Remember, karfif is an area that has walls. It's rishis yachid. It's closed. The discussion if it's closed for deer purposes, it's not for deer purposes. We'll touch on it again in the next couple of minutes. But the point is, it opens up in a closed area. Still, since he has a private door that goes to the outside a little bit, it may be an enclosed area, still it separates the guy from the rest of, you no longer have to contend with the guy, it separates the guy from the rest of the people in the chatzar, and therefore they don't have to be busy renting his rishos. So what does that mean? L'chareitz is pretty straightforward, that continue just with our logic of what we've been saying till now. That depends how big this karfif is. Let's focus first on the case of the guy. By the guy, if it's so large that it's basis I am or bigger, then we consider the doorway a real exit to a place because it's so large, and therefore you don't have to contend with the guy anymore in the chatzar. But if the karfif that opens up to is basis I am a smaller, 5,000 grams or less, it's a small private area. It's like a door just as backyard. It's not considered like to the outside. Doesn't get enough of a status to be a separate doorway, and you still would have to deal with the guy in the chatzar. So over there, there's a mila. The bigger it is, basis asayim, larger basis asayim is a mila. You no longer have to deal with the guy. Smaller is an issue. Whereas by a yin in general, by a karfif, we've spoken in the past, a yid who wants to carry, and we're just contrasting, by a yid, when you want to carry in a karfif, an enclosed area of a karfif, if it's less than Beis HaSayim, even if it's not hukul fadira, it doesn't make a difference why you walled in the area, once it's fenced in, and it's less than a Beis HaSayim, it's less than 5,000 gramas, 5,000 gramas, you're able to carry. Once it's more than Beis HaSayim, you can't carry. We're just pointing out like a contrast, by the guy bigger than Beis HaSayim is the maila, for our purposes of Erev, and of Richatzeris, you don't need to contend with the guy. Less than Mesayim is the doorway loses the status and it's not good. Whereas by the yid, it's exactly opposite. Lagabi the yid carrying himself. Okay. Pasuach lekarfif mahu. If the guy's house opens up to karfif, what's the din? Amrli hari amru. Basisayim leis. It depends on the size. If it's a basisayim or less, then he still restricts because his doorway is not considered opening up to a big enough area to be considered a real opening. That's not a primary Pesach. And therefore, his Pesach is still with the rest of the people in the Mavoi, and he asers. However, if it's taka a bigger area, more than Mesayim, then his doorway to that area becomes considered a primary doorway, and he will no longer aser the people in Aser, he won't aser the people of the Chatzar. Amr Lam Rabbi Echanan, Karfif Yeser Mebeis Sasayim, Shlehukov Adira. If I have a Karfif, what's really a new discussion on the topic Karfif? If I have a Karfif that's larger than a Beis Sasayim, which was not Hukov Adira, which we know is a classic place, at the Abanam Geyser, it's walled in on a biblical level, it's Rosh Hashanah. But the Abanam Geyser, I can't carry there because it's larger than a Beis Sasayim, and it wasn't if it was walled in for residential purposes, then I still can carry there. But if it wasn't designated and set up for residential uses, then I can't carry there. Says the member further, says Ula, name of Yechan, Afila Korvivi Karayim, even a Korvivi Karayim, a Taishvel says, whenever we say the Shprach, even one core is 30 suz, or Karayim is two cores, 60 suz, or even 100 cores, Taisa says elsewhere. It could be as big as one could imagine. Hazerk Lasecha Chayiv. Big Yisayid, one throws from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into this massive, massive, massive area that's walled in. At the end of the day, on a biblical level, once it's walled in, it's like Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And therefore, the person who throws into there is going to be Chayev on Shabbos for Yitzah, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or Achrasa, for Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, even though one cannot carry in it, Al Sekzeri Darabanan, it still has a status of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. As I say, Chayev, my time, Mechitzi, because at the end of the day, it's enclosed, the Karfif has Mechitzas, El Shemechitzas, Mechitzas Yerin. You know why you can't carry there? Because there's a residence, so you can't carry there. But it's still considered Mechitzas, because it's still considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and therefore it's subject to the din of Yitzah. Mazar Vunun Bechinna, Sela Shabiyam. So Vunun Bechinna asks a question for the following Baisa. If you have a rock in the middle of the sea, we know, just to give us a quick background, sea, yam, is typically the den of a carnivorous. The rock, what's its status? Depends. If it's the rock itself is 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, what does that make it? A rishus yachid. So you can't carry from the yam to the rock to the yam, because you're not allowed to carry from a karmelus to a rishus yachid and vice versa. Pachas mekan metatlin. If the rock is less than this, if it's less than the size of 10 tefachim by 4 tefachim, then you could carry between the sea and the rock. Ad kama. How large could the surface of the rock be and still be able to carry? Let's say it's not 10 tefachim high, so you don't have a shush yachid. How large could be, and you still have to carry from this rock to the water and vice versa? Ad beis asayim, till the size of a beis asayim. So first of all, it seems from the Bryce, the simple reading, seems the Bryce holds that even though the rock's going to be a karmelus and the yam is a karmelus, carrying from karmelus to karmelus is going to be okay. We will see that explicitly in the Gemara in two lines. But ad kama, how large could the rock be and still be able to carry? Ad beis asayim, up to beis asayim. So what's that line going on? Ad kama, how large could it be? Abe Saim, is that going on? I spoke at you're able to carry. It's going on the first case. On the second case, when it's pachas mekan, the Gemara is going to discuss where's going. Is it going on the first case when the psela was 10 tefachim by 4 tefachim, or is it going on the second case? Let's see. Ahai, ilema a seifa. What's that last line going on? If it's going on the seifa, beis asayim, tfei. Lai, are you telling me that only Beis Hashem and not more? Once it's bigger than Beis Hashem, you're carrying from a karmelus to karmelus, and therefore it's vaitik can be permissible. Why are you saying only up to Beis Hashem could you carry from the rock that's less than 10 tefachim high, let's say, but it's a very large, you cannot carry from the rock if it's more than Beis Hashem into the yam? Why? The rock's going to be a karmelus. I got ahead of myself, but you pointed out 2 minutes ago. The rock's a karmelus. The yam's a karmelus. Karmelus to karmelus is okay. By the way, the Yushalmi learns that some pshat karmelus to karmelus is okay. Yushalmi knows karmelus to karmelus could be a problem, which makes sense because carrying down amos within a karmelus is also a problem. So karmelus to karmelus is a problem, Yushalmi says, but it's not considered karmelus to karmelus. A rock and a yam that are both karmeluses that are connected to each other is one big karmelus. You don't consider karmelus to karmelus. That's how Yushalmi would address it. Agamar Klai say not. Agamar is saying it's karmelus to karmelus, and therefore it's not a problem. Okay, elaboration, elamai, the bright spoke on the ration. Here's what we need. Hachagamar, fellowship, yam, rock, and the yam, gaber sarbar chavarba, which is 10 tefachim tall, 4 tefachim wide, which is Eberishas Yachid. You can't carry from it to the yam, and not from the yam to it. Vad kama, when? Ad beis asayim. Only up to beis asayim. Ha yes, beis asayim. Once it's bigger than beis asayim, metalton, you could carry. Sounds like once it's out of the status of beis asayim, it loses the status of Rishas Yachid, it becomes a karmelus, and you would not be chayef for carrying from somewhere into it. Meaning, once as a status of karmelus, you no longer have this din that Ula said in Rebbechon. If you throw from Rishas Rabim into this karfif area, you chayef because it's Rishas Rabim on a dress level to Rishas Yachid. No, it should be Rishas Rabim to a karmelus. That's the most question from this brisa. Hayas beis asayim metalton. Am a karmelus. It's a karmelus. Tiv to Rebbechon. The kasher Rebbechon. Am Rav says no. Man leyad the tweets of Masaisa. Someone who doesn't know how to touch the brisa is going to ask a question from it. Tiv to Masaisa Rebbechon. You ask a question Rebbechon from brisa without attaching the brisa properly. Leilam Aresha. The statement was going back on the Aresha. Like you said, like you want to have in your question, it is going on the Resha. But still, it's not fair. Hachigamar. Habaseichai metalton. The deek is that habaseichai, because it's mashma that you can carry when you have a rack that's 4 tefachim wide, but 10 tefachim tall. You can't carry from the rack to the yam and from the yam to the rack, because it's Rishas Yachid to Karmelus and vice versa. But you can carry on the rack no matter how big it is. We're saying a new halacha. On the rack itself, you still have limitations. Ad kama, ad beis asayim. On the rack itself, you can carry up to a beisa, like the regular din of karfif. More than that, you can't carry. That's answer number one. Deflection number one to the question. Deflection number two. Rav Ashi Amar. Leila Maresha, we're going also on the Resha. Let's think for a second. There are button. We have two gezerah darabanans that are applying here. There's a gezerah about carrying from a karmelus into a Rishas Yachid, and we also have the gezerah of a karfif carrying in an area shlehuk of ledira, where the darabanan say you can't carry such an area. And one of these dinim are going to be at the expense of the other. The Mara elaborates. Hein amru, the Chum said, karfif from Rishas Yachid shlehuk of ledira, ematat meilab amas. The darabanan already established that a karfif that was hook of Shalela was not hooked for Dira, and it's larger than Beis Hashem. You cannot walk around more than Dal Amas in this Karfif. You can't carry more than Dal Amas in the Karfif. Vein Amru, and they also said, Eim Atal B'Shus Yachad Karmas. They also said, Alacha, I'm not carrying from B'Shus Yachad to Karmas. Again, we pointed out both those ideas. These are both Gzeir Darbanas, two separate Gzeiras. Therefore, as follows, Beis Hashem, the Shari Lital to Bekule, if the rack was Beis Hashem or less, so you would be able to carry throughout the whole area, in that case, Asher Abanat Tzulu Lemin Ayam, L'Sech Lemin L'Sech Yam. The Abanat said that my time, Rishas Yachid Murahi. We now treat this rock like a real, regular classic Rishas Yachid, and therefore Rishas Yachid to Karmelus, which is the Yam, any direction, one way to the other, is not going to be good, and they say you can't carry. That's the first part of the Resha. However, Yesam again, when the Bryce in the end says, when it's greater, we no longer make a Gzeira, Well, from the Yam to the Iraq, you know why? Because of the following logic. Yes, there are Beis HaSayim to us, the Rabbanan have a new gazer over here. Once it's bigger than Beis HaSayim, you have a new gazer of Karfev. Since you have a new gazer, which is similar to what Rav was saying also, but since you have a new gazer of Karfev, we have another consideration. Since you have a new gazer of Karfev, so Shari Rabbanan Tiltalib, Besechel Yam, Yam Taichi. The Rabbanan now are lenient and allowed carrying from the Yam to it and from it to the Yam. You know why? My time of Dilma Amri, Rishus Yachid Gemurihi, because we're concerned that if we didn't allow carrying, because the Rabbanu concerned that if we didn't allow carrying for the Kamas of Shus Yachid, people would continue to consider the rack of Shus Yachid Gomer, and if they did, Asa Tilta Bekule, they'll carry throughout the soul of Shus Yachid, they'll carry on the rack, they'll neglect the other than the Rabbanu of not walking around and carrying in a Karfif that's greater than Beis HaSayim. So we felt that you wouldn't be able to have both Dinim, the two Dinim kind of have conflicting connotations. One din is saying that the Karfiv does not have a din of Shus Yachid. One din saying it does have a din of Shus Yachid. We didn't want to give both, so we relinquished, we relaxed the din of carrying from the Yam onto the rock. We relaxed it by considering it not to be Shus Yachid in order that people should not carry in this base assigned area. Ravashi says, Umayshna, Teicha, Shchiach, Mesech Liyam, Yam, Nesech, Shchiach. Why did we relinquish? Why would we relax one Darabanan and not the other? We relaxed the Darabanan of carrying from the Yam to the rock and vice versa, and not the Darabanan of carrying on the rock itself. He said, much more common to be carrying on the rack itself than it is to be carrying from the rack to the Yam and from the Yam to the rack. Nice chop from Ravashi. We'll pick up and start from here tomorrow. Have a wonderful, wonderful